News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.
Hello and welcome to News 18's morning podcast Daybreak. I'm Pathikrit Sen Gupta. While there's understandably a pandemic of coronavirus related news all around, let's have a listen to some other big stories. Former Prime Minister Manmohan Singh was on Sunday evening admitted to the All India Institute of Medical Sciences in Delhi after he complained of chest pain. According to sources, the senior Congress leader was admitted in the hospital at 8:40 p.m. and has been kept under observation at the cardiothoracic ward. The 87-year-old has been admitted to a hospital room and not the ICU. He was admitted under Dr. Nitish Nayak, a professor of cardiology at AIIMS. All his parameters are fine. He is under observation at AIIMS, a source close to him said, adding that he was taken to the hospital after he felt uneasiness. Singh is a senior leader of the opposition Congress and currently represents Rajasthan in the upper house of parliament. He was the prime minister between 2004 and 2014. Rajasthan Chief Minister Ashok Gehlot expressed concern over the health of Singh. Much worried to know former PM Dr. Manmohan Singh ji has been admitted to AIIMS. I wish him speedy recovery and pray for his good health and long life, Gehlot tweeted. The former PM has had health concerns earlier too. He underwent heart bypass surgery at AIIMS in 2009, in which 5 grafts or channels to bypass blocked arteries were implanted in a surgery that took over 10 hours. In May 2008, he had undergone a cataract operation, and in September 2007, he had a prostate surgery. He also underwent a bypass in the United Kingdom in 1991. And in its investigation into the boys' locker room case, the Delhi police has stumbled upon a conversation on Snapchat where a girl posing as a male suggested a sexual assault plan to a boy just to test his values and character. The last month's conversation was not in any way related to the boys' locker room Instagram group in which obscene messages and morphed pictures of underage girls were shared, the Delhi police said on Sunday. However, devices of the 2 juveniles involved in the Snapchat conversation have been seized and sent for forensic analysis, they said. When the boys' locker room case became known, screenshots of multiple chats were shared on social media. Among those was a one-to-one Snapchat conversation with one Siddharth suggesting an aggravated sexual assault plan of a girl, said Anish Roy, Deputy Commissioner of Police Cybercrime Unit. Investigation revealed that the Snapchat conversation was actually between a girl and a boy. The girl created a fake profile by the name Siddharth and suggested the sexual assault plan to check the boy's reaction and test his character, he said. The boy declined to participate in any such plan and stopped further communication. He, however, took a screenshot of the chat and reported it to his friends, including the girl about whom the conversation took place, Roy said. One of the other recipients of the screenshot posted it as an Instagram story, from where it started circulating in various social media accounts, along with screenshots from Boys' Locker Room Instagram group, he said. Police said that no case will be registered against either the girl or the boy. Although creating a fake ID is wrong, her intent was not malicious, so we are not filing any complaint, an official said. Information about the group came to light after a girl shared screenshots of its activities. Following this, the group started being called out on social media. The police said during social media monitoring, it was noticed that the group was being used by the participants to share obscene messages and morphed pictures. So far, 24 members of the Instagram group have been identified and police are still waiting for details sought by them from the social media platform and the forensic science laboratory where they have sent the devices for examination. The group admin was arrested and a juvenile have been apprehended, police said, adding a case under relevant sections of the IT Act and the IPC have been registered. Maharashtra Chief Minister and Shiv Sena President Uddhav Thackeray is set to enter the Legislative Council unopposed as the Congress on Sunday announced that it would withdraw one of its nominees for the May 21 elections to 9 seats. State Congress President Balasaheb Thorat said, "We have decided to field only one out of 2 nominees for the MLC elections, which means the MVA, Mahavikas Aghadi of Shiv Sena, NCP and Congress, will have 5 nominees for as many seats out of the total 9. The announcement came hours after senior Shiv Sena leader Sanjay Raut said Thackeray has conveyed the polls should be unopposed so that he can dedicate most of his time to the ongoing crisis in the state. Thackeray, who is not a member of either houses of the state legislature, is one of the nominees for the elections which became necessary after terms of the sitting MLCs ended on April 24. Later in the evening, Raut wrote on Twitter that he is grateful to Thorat and senior Congress leader Ashok Chavhan for their decision to remove one candidate from the election. On Saturday evening, Thorat had tweeted that Raj Kishore alias Papa Modi will be the party's second candidate besides Rajesh Rathore, a Jalna Zilla Parishad member whose name was announced from Delhi, adding that he was confident both will win. As the Congress had earlier decided to field only one candidate for the May 21 elections, there were nine candidates in the fray for as many seats. The Shiv Sena and NCP, the other two ruling alliance partners, have so far announced two candidates each, while the opposition BJP has announced four candidates. A Delhi court on Sunday sent AAP MLA Prakash Jarwal to 4 days police custody in connection with a case of alleged suicide of a doctor in South Delhi last month. Metropolitan Magistrate Neetika Kapoor allowed the police plea for custodial interrogation of Jarwal and co-accused Kapil Nagar. The court said that the custodial interrogation of the accused was necessary. The investigation is at an initial stage and the recovery of the documents of extortion is yet to be effected from the accused persons and the role of the tanker mafia was yet to be ascertained in the case, the judge said. In its plea, police said 10 days custody was required of the accused. The application was opposed by Advocate Irshad, appearing for the AAP leader, who said that the politician had been falsely implicated in the case and was willing to cooperate with the police in the investigation as and when he will be called by them. The court had on May 8 issued a non-bailable warrant against Jarwal and Nagar in connection with the case. Both the accused were arrested on Saturday. The 52-year-old doctor, Rajendra Singh, had allegedly committed suicide in Durga Vihar in South Delhi on April 18. In a suicide note, he had held Jarwal responsible for taking the extreme step, following which police registered a case against the legislator on charges of extortion and abetment to suicide. Jarwal represents the Deoli Assembly constituency. In the FIR, it is alleged that Singh, who was also in the business of water supply with the Delhi Jal Board since 2007, had been threatened and intimidated for extortion by Jarwal and Nagar. The Delhi police had on Thursday questioned Jarwal's father and brothers in connection with the case. A case of extortion and abetment to suicide had been registered against Jarwal, Nagar and others at the Neb Sarai police station based on a complaint by the doctor's son. And Pakistan's state-run media on Sunday started providing detailed weather update of Jammu and Kashmir days after India started the coverage of weather of Pakistan-occupied Kashmir. State-run Radio Pakistan on Sunday reported that in most parts of Jammu and Kashmir, partly cloudy weather is expected with chances of rain. It reported the maximum and minimum temperatures of Srinagar, Pulwama, Jammu and Ladakh. Radio Pakistan has special Kashmir coverage and a part of its web page is dedicated to news from Jammu and Kashmir. The state-run Pakistan television also gives coverage to news from Kashmir and runs special bulletin on the valley. The coverage is expected to increase after the Indian media started showing weather of Pakistan-occupied Kashmir. Pakistan on Friday rejected India's move to begin broadcasting weather reports on Mirpur, Muzaffarabad and Gilgit in Pakistan-occupied Kashmir, terming it as a legally void action to change the status of the region. Pakistan Foreign Office said in a statement that like the so-called political maps issued last year by India, this move is also legally void, contrary to reality and in violation of the relevant United Nations Security Council resolutions. India in November last released fresh maps showing POK as part of the newly created Union Territory of Jammu and Kashmir, while Gilgit-Baltistan is in the Union Territory of Ladakh following the bifurcation. Right everyone, that's all for today, but we will be back again tomorrow with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter Daybreak at news18.com and do follow the website for more news and developments. Thank you for listening, stay safe and have a very good day.
News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.